2 Tango Mobile.
10-4 ZLK Mobile.
What you up to tonight?
5 northbound for about an hour. They finally got past. There was an RV that caught on fire. I was trying to get a load to Spartanburg because our building broke down. All of our belts broke down, and I got stuck in traffic. They just said turn around and go back because we got to get the tractors back to the night guys.
Okay. Well, I just left choir practice, so I'm headed back to the house. And then I got to call a 75-meter net starting about 9:30 our time here with my pre-list and everything. So, oh, fun. See how long my voice will hold up through the net.
Rest it right now for a little while, going from choir practice and then to do the net as well.
Just this little ride home is not bothering, and I've got it. I'm not speaking very loud, just loud enough to get out. So, and I'm riding along with my window down, so it's comfortable out here. My thermometer on the car says 84, but I don't think it's that anymore. I think it's a lot cooler than that, and it's not bad over here in the country.
I've had the windows up. I've been sitting with the air conditioner running, so I don't even know what it's like out right now.
Turning around to return the tractor back to somewhere or what?
A load that I picked up, full trailer worth, and they were going to process it in Greenville, but they couldn't. So they said, is there any way you could take it to Spartanburg? But you got to be there by 8. So I left Greenville, got up to 101, about a mile before 101, and the traffic was shut down. There was an RV that was on fire. So I couldn't get to Spartanburg, and we got guys that are starting up now to pull the loads that usually go out of Greenville, so I got to get back for that.
Yes, and all. I guess you were able to get off at 101 finally and go over the bridge and go back down and head the other way, huh?
And I'm pulling back on the interstate now, southbound.
Well, out there in that zoo. And all. Did you actually see the burnout unit, or was it beyond where you got off?
It's about a quarter mile before 101, and it's completely gone. And I heard, I don't know for sure, but I heard a rumor that there was somebody trapped inside, so I'm not sure.
Ouch, that's not good. And I guess they'll have something on it on the news tonight. Oh, well, unfortunately. And I'll tell you what, that's something, if you're going to have one, you need to keep it well maintained. I had a travel trailer, and I always made sure that everything was right with that. Even, that was a tag along, but even at that, you still got a lot of things that could go wrong in it. So, oh well, you have to deal with things like that. And that's why I'm glad I don't have. I thought about getting a motor home here about a year or so ago, and I decided not to, and I'm glad I didn't.
Things are rare, but when you see them, it makes you think about it. I think they blew a tire, because it looked like along the side of the road before I got to the actual remains of it. Looked like a piece of tire on the side. It just looked like a lot of marks. It could have been on fire before they blew it, too. Who knows? Or caused it, But it was, when I pulled out on the 85 in Greenville down there at Lawrence Road, I could see the smoke. But traffic was moving. And by the time we stopped, the fire trucks hadn't even gotten to it yet because they went by us after we stopped.
In a case like that, I came along up on I got off of 95 onto 26 coming back from Florida from my sister's house one time. And there was a trailer that had a boat on it that after we made the transition from 95 to 26 and about, not a quarter mile up the road, you can see the remains of the trailer with the boat on it, and something had caught fire. It looked like it caught fire at the axles there, and scratched that boat.
When that happens, some of that stuff is pretty flammable. And then if a tire catches fire, it's hard to, you can't put that out with a small extinguisher.
Well, Shane, be careful out there on the road, and we'll talk to you later. I'm sitting back in the driveway. I'm going to go in and get me something cool to drink and sit down for the next 30 minutes or so, maybe in front of the computer and just play a game or something. Talk to you later. N4ZLK, W2T73, Shane.
Have a good night. W2T N4ZLK Mobile.